Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all times and may break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be at 7 p.m., I believe, May 19th, at the Dodge Pratt Art and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to come. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for EchoLink stations. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via EchoLink from Oneonta, New York, and I appear to be the only one that may be in the queue.
Alrighty, Kevin. Well, thank you from Oneonta. And how was your day today?
Well, today's been a day of recovery for me. I was a little busy yesterday. That's why I was not able to check into the net last night. I had to be at a meeting with our fire department on pipeline safety, and then from there I had to rush to another meeting called the Victims Impanel, where I'm actually a guest speaker because I was actually a victim of a drunk driving crash about... with the changes in life and navigating my way forward. So, yeah, I'm enjoying the best I can, doing the best I can here. So, but tell you what, I know there's probably some others that would like to check in, so I don't want to hog the airwaves. I will turn it back to the net. This is KD2FPM.
Kevin, we missed some of that because of the repeater IDing. We missed you after you said you were involved with a drunk driving accident. Can you reiterate for us?
Yeah, about 15 years ago, I was hit by a repeat drunk driver here in the Oneonta area and suffered some injuries from it, and then eventually... happened is as I talk with this Victims Impact Panel, part of their team, we chat with people that come in every other month to these group meetings, and last night's meeting was about 44 people that we had. And I discussed the ripple effect of what it's like to deal with injuries after being in a drunk driving crash. This is KD2FPM, back to the net.
Wow, Kevin, well, that's amazing. That's pretty amazing. All the different things like that. It's good that people get together and help each other. Well, that's really good. All right, I'm going to pause a moment to see if there's any other EchoLink stations. Please call now. Hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations? Please call now. Okay, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from off-stations, members, and guests.
KC2WI.
KD2AIT.
WA2U. Good evening.
Okay, we have Pete, Jeff, and Jen. All right, Pete, how was your day today? You always are busy, busy, busy.
I resolved I was going to get all these things on my list done today. I was just going to focus on it. And, you know, as usual, it did not happen. A couple of things are really simple, like a couple of invoices that I should just make up and send out. And I got one of them done, and I got another one, another one that I didn't have on the list that's a past due thing. Done. That's a long story. And I got some other things that weren't on the list, but are, you know, weren't on the urgent list, but are been nagging, you know, and some whatever. So it's a typical, typical thing. I had a guy come up with a laptop that he didn't think his USB ports were working, but they worked when he got here. I'll take a quick look at it. Well, then he had these other issues, a lot of them because it was Windows 8 email, and it was very difficult. I really didn't resolve them because I really couldn't exactly figure out what he was trying to do and what he was doing with his website, which somebody else did. And we spent a lot of time, and I said, you know, after a while, I said, you know, you've got to get back with the person that does your website, and you got to straighten this out and find out exactly what, and you should really change this email address. And I said, you know, we're spinning our wheels here, and you don't need to pay me for another hour, and I don't have the time to spend on it anyway. But that's typically the way things go. Nothing ever really can go as planned, even if you're good at the being, you know, trying to stick to the schedule, because something interrupts. Customers call, you get an urgent call, whatever it is. And so anyway, that's how it went today. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't know. I'd like to, I would like to get up, up and visit the folks sometime, but probably tomorrow's going to be a work day, and maybe KC2QXG, if he comes up to camp, I'll go visit him up in Branningham for a little while. KC2WI.
Well, Pete, that's for saying that you didn't accomplish much. That certainly sounds like a lot, but, it'd be nice to go up to someone's camp and just relax for a little while. That's good. Okay, Jeff, you're up next. Have you arrived at camp and had dinner?
Good evening. It's KD2AIT. Yes, I did.
I had, I roasted some fresh cauliflower in the oven, and I had a steak with that, so it was good. And I actually got to light a campfire tonight, which is nice. Last time I was up at camp, I didn't dare. But it was wet enough to have a campfire, not wet enough to burn any brush, which I definitely need to do. I'm going to have to wait for a while for that yet. Wouldn't chance that at all. Still a little dry, but it's not like a tinderbox like it was last time. The flies are out in force, so let me tell you, it's like walking around a fog out there. There's so many of them. I brought up the bug hat there with the net on it. I knew it was going to be this bad with all that heat we had. Glad I did, because even with that on, even with the netting on, you're out there about a half an hour and you gotta come back in, take that hat off, and get all the ones that actually got inside out, and then go back out in it. It's thick. You better believe it. But we have been getting little projects done up here, nothing major, and that's the way I want to keep it. My only real project for the weekend is to get some grass seed laid out and get some hay on top of that, and then get a couple trail cams set up. And that's about it. I got the four-wheeler up here. we had to take it back into town for some repairs. You know, it's an old beat-up four-wheeler Swain actually gave us years ago, and a couple years ago, and get it fixed when it breaks down. It's nice to drag logs around or whatever else you need to do up here to camp. It's not much of a, you know, the kids like to buzz around on it a little bit. But anyway, so it's me tonight and about 10 billion black flies, and I'll turn it back to that control, KD2VIT.
Okay, Jeff, well, have a nice, relaxing evening. You sound relaxed, and I'll tell you, I have one of those bug hats, too. I swear I'm going to invent one that you put a netting on before you put your shirt on, so it goes down in your shirt, and then you put a hat over it or something like that. I don't know. Haven't gotten the design yet, but they do get underneath. It really sticks. So, well, you have a great evening, and I'm going to pass the baton mic over to WA2U.
Okay, well, we'll say good evening to everyone. WA2U. Okay, the phone's going off, but we're going to ignore it. That's what answering machines are for. It always happens at the same time. Anyway, so I hope everyone had a good day. Sounds like everyone kept busy. We were busy, but the bugs, unbelievable. I know last night when I was outside doing some wood splitting after I cut up some blocks of wood, they were just as thick as can be out there. Just absolutely incredible. So, Jeff, I think you got the right idea. Make the food and then come inside. I guess that's what you did, something of that nature. Years ago, we used to build things called smudge pots, and I used to have them going to when they were out mowing the lawn, but I think things will simmer down. I didn't do much of anything. Got a new bar for the chainsaw today, and what else? Another pair of nice gloves to work with the wood, and I was going to swap that out outside. It didn't take long for me to say that, no, that's not going to happen, so I brought everything inside. Did all the swapping around in the foyer here, so didn't really make a mess or anything. So got, because I would have been really getting annoyed with the bugs out there this afternoon. So gonna run some errands tomorrow. Jesse's gonna go, I guess, to some garden show, and I'm gonna go down to Utica and run some errands and visit some of the local places and help out the local economy. And then we'll get back and get ready for tomorrow evening. Get some music and some beverages and stay inside where it's bug free. Although we do enjoy sitting around the fire ring out there. You can't beat that. We've got with a wood splitter, we've got quite a pile of small pieces of wood and bark, so we got a good supply. I'll turn it back over to Nat. I just want to remind everyone, I mentioned earlier this week, first Ham Fest coming up that I'm aware of is June 6th in Rochester. June 6th. Just to mark on your calendar, I believe June 13th, which is a Saturday, is the Cortland Ham Fest. Sunday, July 12th, is the Rags Ham Fest in Syracuse. And July 25th, I believe, is the Ham Fest in Frankfurt. And I can get more information as far as talking and some of that as we get closer to the date. So, some stuff going on in the local area. WA2, back to that. Everyone have a great weekend.
Okay, John, thank you for all those that bits of information. I do have to include that tomorrow and Sunday is the Town of Poland all-town garage sale. And if you happen to be near the Poland Library, the garden club I'm involved with, is having a plant sale. Both indoor and outdoor perennials and indoor houseplants, so that, and the bake sale, which I know that will be good. Friends of mine are baking, so that'll be good. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN. Are there any other stations who would like to join us on the Black River Valley Service Net? Please call now.
KC2YXN, hi Kathy.
Great, Jack. Glad you joined us this evening. How are you?
Well, we're doing pretty good down here, because it's raining now. But most of the day was, you know, basically pleasant up in the 70s. Not a lot of sunshine, but not a bad day overall. And we had a couple of appointments to take care of today, and some shopping, and grocery shopping, of course. That's the important one. And so that's about it, I guess. Nothing too exciting. 7-3 is all out. KA2-7-Z.
Okay, Jack. Well, say hi to Carol for us, and you enjoy your weekend, too. Okay. Are there any comments or inquiries for us this evening for the Black River Valley ServiceNet?
KC2WI.
Yes, Pete.
Yeah, if you're on Facebook and haven't yet gone and looked at the Lewis County Emergency Communicators Group, I should have mentioned this on the other net, too. Comment?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Just want to say to John that I didn't even have the guts to go out and cook the dinner outside. I have a gas range in the camp, so I did it all inside. It was too buggy, but I agree with you that once nighttime comes around, all the black flies go away and you can enjoy yourself. KD2AIT.
Well, yep, he's nodding in assent to that. Yep, I know, but then the mosquitoes come out, so they can't win. All right, before I close this evening, I'll read my little clip for the week. What's a hipster? Asked my 4-year-old cousin. Someone who wears something just to look different. They often buy and wear thick glasses. And my little cousin replied, "Is Grandma a hipster?" He asked.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Thank you. I feel like Grandma. All right. I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I would like to thank Kevin, Pete, Jeff, John, and Jack for joining us this evening. And I will return the Black River Valley ServiceNet repeater to regular amateur use. Everybody have a great weekend. And enjoy your evening, too. KC2YXM 73, clear.
KC2YXM, KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, KC2YXM.
I have one for you before you go. This gentleman passes away, and he goes up to heaven, and one of the angels is showing him around. He takes him to a big red barn, and he says, this is where we keep the holy cow. And he takes off this big lake. He says, this is where we keep the holy mackerel. And then he takes him to the outhouse and he says, I think you know what we keep in here.
That's good. Well, thank you for sharing that one. Well, you enjoy your weekend. I'm going to jump into my jammies. I'm very, very tired. I worked hard today, so... KC2YXN clear.
KD2AIG clear.
Hey, Jeff, I was going to say that exact comment. Yeah, the black flies go away, but the mosquitoes come out. I'm really, really happy here that there are none. Well, I mean, I see a bug once in a while, but the mosquitoes have not come out right around the village of Glenfield, and they're usually... Especially in this, maybe it's just the street, I don't know, but they're as bad here as anywhere. I mean, I usually go up to the woods and walk around on a hot day, you know, and shorts, you know, maybe no shirt at all, or, you know, and they don't bother me. But boy, I get back here, I just can't stand on my front or back steps. But so far so good here. And we don't usually get the black flies here in the village, but I haven't been up to Branningham or, you know, Chase Lake or anywhere in the last week to know, but they might be out up there by now. I don't know. KC2WI.
Well, I haven't had any run-ins with any mosquitoes that I can remember anyway. When you sit out by the campfire right now, there's nothing biting you at all. The black flies, they are vicious right now. I got to tell you, this is probably the worst they've been up here in like the last 5 years that I remember. You know, usually they say with a dry spring, you know, they're supposed to hurt them, but I think it's you know, a dry melt. You know, you're not supposed to have a lot of snow either. So, but I guess the theory is the lower the river is, the more the rocks are exposed, and the more you know, the less stuff flies to hatch underwater. But anyway, that's the theory. I don't know if it's actually true or not. But yeah, I tell you, right out here in the woods, I bought a hat specifically for this weekend to come up here with the bug netting on it, because I just knew I wasn't gonna be able to take it. I could just tell last weekend when I was up here, and they're coming out so early, I said they're gonna be bad. But yeah, it's about the worst I've seen up here in camp since I got the property up here.
That's interesting, because when I was up in Lake Pleasant last weekend, and you know, I was out a lot and it was hot, and so it wasn't like I was wearing long sleeves and long pants and stuff, and I really wasn't, I mean, I had a few of them, you know, but they really weren't bothersome. They weren't biting, and most places they weren't even noticeable. So I don't know if it's changed, you know. Maybe they're worse there. You know, mosquitoes like stagnant water, and black flies like running water. So, you know.
KD2FPM will be clear of this repeater via Echolink.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now please.
Sis.
KD2AIT, good evening, check. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
WA2U, good evening.
This is KC2WI.
This is
AN2WPX, good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. I forgot to mention I do have a short piece of traffic for everybody. It's the Octane report for last month, and I actually have a clear channel here tonight. A lot of noise. So please stand by for a minute. I don't think there's any more to check in. But let me acknowledge KD2AIT, KC2NBU, let me say Jeff and Ray. WA2U, John, KC2WI, Pete, N2WBX, Dennis. Well, there is one more that hasn't checked in. So I'll give one quick call and we'll see if he comes in. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Okay, now we got everybody. M5AOW, hi Bob, please stand by for a second. I better make sure who's still here. AIT, are you ready to copy?
Roger.
NBU?
Roger.
U? WA2U? WI? WBX, I'm sure you're probably there, and N5AOW. Okay, very good. Let me read it off, and then I'll see who's missing and who's not. Okay, very good. Copy common parts routine. KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, May 1. Break. April Octane report. Stations 860, traffic 277, sessions 30, 73 break. Mark, KB2KLJ, assistant net manager of Octane. You've been doing a good job for me down there. Okay, very good. Anyone need pills? Okay, very good. I'm no particular order here, actually. AIT, Jeff, number 446.
446, Roger, and say hi to KB2KLJ.
Yep, I will do that. I'd be glad to do that. WBX, 447.
447, WBX, Roger.
Thank you, sir. KC2WI, number 280.
KC2WI, Roger.
Thank you, sir. What did I miss here? KC2NBU, 444.
444, KC2NBU.
Hey, thank you, sir. And N5AOW, number 445.
N5AOW, 445.
And I thank you very much. Let's see. Okay, WA2U, are you listening by any chance? Actually, Mark may have called him down on 1-7. Okay, very good. I'll make one more call. Any additional stations to check in? With or without traffic? Yeah, but nice turnout here tonight. Any additional stations? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.
N2WBX, KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, N2WBX. Good evening, Jeff. What's up?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What's going on tonight?
I'm living the life of a wild and crazy bachelor, spending my Friday folding laundry.
Oh my God, don't tell me you're doing colors.
As a matter of fact, yes I am. I am doing colors.
Oh, you're crazy. Yeah, I guess you can only do that on Friday night. Well, you gotta do something on Friday night, right?
I did the weights earlier.
I see. Well, I'm up at camp tonight. Just kind of hanging out. And,
getting ready to go back out by the campfire. I had to kind of run inside there. It was raining a little bit and stopped. So I have a feeling it's going to be like that for the rest of the night.
Raj, you only went near Forest Point. I heard there was a big fire up there today. About 3 acres went up.
I'm not far from Forest Point, about maybe, well, it's 8 miles from here to the Buffalo Head.
You mean the used to be?
The old Buffalo Head.
Yeah, I thought that when I heard that they were going out of business, I figured they'd probably put the place up for sale and then just keep on, keep the restaurant going till they sold it. I went there for dinner one night and gone, nothing.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors swirling around about what really happened. I don't think anybody really knows unless you, you go up and ask the people in question. But I will say this, there was something like 30 people hired there, and it's a lot of overhead for a business. And from what I understand, the people that owned it just weren't into doing it anymore. And I can understand it. They've been doing that for a long time. So, yeah. We're not that far from there, about 8 miles. I haven't, of course, I'm up here in the middle of nowhere, so I haven't heard anything, but it wouldn't surprise me. It's still a bit dry out, not like it has been, but dry enough that if you go out there to burn brush or something, you're looking for trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what had happened. I heard on the scanner initially that a camp went on fire, and then later on, as the firefighters were responding, I heard that there was about 3 acres involved. Probably somewhere around 6:30 this evening. I may be wrong on that. I'm not really sure, but they did call it under control. They said that they were going to be there for an hour or two more, probably putting out hot spots. But other than that, they got it.
Well, then a little rain will be fine by me. I tell you, the wood's been pretty dry. We didn't get a lot of rain this year for the spring. I was up here about a week and a half ago. I didn't even dare light a campfire. The reason why I got one going tonight is it's not as bad, you know. For a small campfire, have one, it'd be pretty safe. But there's no way I would do any kind of brush burning or anything right now. It's just too hot. Well, hopefully they got it all set up and it's done and that's that. Because there's this time of year, actually there's a burn ban except for campfires, I think until the 21st.
Really? I didn't know that. I've been monitoring the scanner. I haven't heard any recurrence of it, so it seems that they pretty much got it out. And as I was starting to come back from the laundromat, it was sprinkling a little bit. But not really enough to do any, or be of any help.
Roger, we've had some passing quick showers here. I mean, not even enough to, really dampen up the ground all that much. I was actually hoping for a little more. I had to do some plantings up here at camp, just some stuff to cut down some of the erosion around the camp. And I was hoping we'd get a good, shower or two here so I wouldn't have to go out and water from. That's yet to be seen.
Right, you want a handheld? You sound like you're starting to fade a little bit.
Nope, I'm on the regular machine here. I can probably bump it up. There we go. Bumped up mid-range. A lot of it just depends on which way the signal bends through the leaves.
Right.